Welcome back. Three is a lucky number, at least in my opinion. Who am I? I am Jamie Waxman, and you are listening to Playgirls Sex Pod, available for free at playgirltv.com and available in reruns at my website, jamiewaxman.com. I'm a sexpert, sexplorer, all-around gal about town when it comes to sex. I live here in New York City, well, outside of Manhattan, so you may not call that New York City. I used to not call that New York City, but now I do, in a small city town called Brooklyn, New York. And I've been podcasting for Playgirl and working with Playgirl magazine and television for the past number of years. You definitely should check out both the magazine and Playgirl TV. If you go to playgirl.com, you can see what's going on. The latest video is available. You can also go to your DVD store, your adult DVD store, and check out Erotic Account Encounters and Burning Lust and other videos that are out there. And today we're going to talk about something about sex, but not about videos, because this is from way before there were videos. This is what I'm talking about. It's called the Kama Sutra. Yes, you've probably heard of it. You probably think it's only a sex manual that gives you an idea on how to position yourself in a number of ways that if you are able to do, then I say you should join Cirque du Soleil, because basically you are too talented to keep this to the privacy of your own home or wherever it is that you have sex, and that you might want to show off your flexible skills if you're only talking about a small portion of the Kama Sutra. So what is the Kama Sutra? This again is Playgirls Sex Pod, and I am Jamie Waxman. And the Kama Sutra, well, there are a lot of different meanings depending on where you look of what the actual translation of Kama Sutra means. But Kama can mean either rules or desire, and Kama is spelled K-A-M-A. And Sutra, S-U-T-R-A, can either mean love or a thread. So rules of love, desire, the thread of desire, that kind of stuff. It was passed down in India. And it was put down on paper sometime around 400 to 500 CE by a man named Vatsyayana. And it's all about the enjoyment of the appropriate objects using the five senses to enhance your sexual experience. The Kama Sutra has 35 chapters plus an introduction, and it discusses all different things from the enjoyment of sex to how to find a wife to the occult. In fact, if you were to look at some of the chapters of the Kama Sutra, they would include the introduction, the amorous advances, the acquiring a wife chapter, their duties and privileges of the wife chapter, other men's wives, so I guess once you acquire your own, how to swap and share, about courtesans and occult practices. These are all chapters in the Kama Sutra. In 1883, Richard Burton translated Vatsyayana's Kama Sutra into English. It was the first English translation. And the biggest problem for a lot of people with the Kama Sutra is their lack of flexibility, because in the end, when you do those sex positions, like I said, it's all about being flexible. The Kama Sutra speaks of love following four paths. And this is the only, they say these are the only true ways to find love connections. There's the path of imagination, allowing your fantasies to be part of your love. There's the path of practice, which goes along with a sense of comfort that practice brings. There's a path of belief, that sense that your partnership brings belief in another person. So you start to really believe in this partnership. And then there's the path of objects, where you both have similar values in terms of monetary or physical values that you both achieve or acquire or hope to achieve even, and that you both go along those paths. So the Kama Sutra speaks of four paths. And again, those are them. The Kama Sutra uses words like lingam for penis and yoni for vagina and jaghana, which I may be pronouncing wrong. It's J-A-G-H-A-N-A. It's the area between the navel and the thighs, basically, that someone the other day called it the triangle zone, breast to breast to pussy and back up in that triangle. Obviously, this is a little lower, so it's more of a triangle zone from the navel to the thighs, but it can be the same sort of thing. So a lot of times, if you're reading even some Tantra or Taoist books and referring to sexuality, you will hear lingam and yoni for penis and vulva or vagina, depending on your use of the word vulva. Vulva is the external parts of the vagina, including the outer lips, all the parts that you can visibly see on a person, and then the vagina is the birth canal. But a lot of people do use the word vagina for the entire genital package of a female. And, you know, for some people it's because pussy and cunt don't just do it for them. And, you know, that's something, definitely. So what else does the Kama Sutra speak of? This is a What is the Kama Sutra podcast. I've decided that's the basic title for now. The Kama Sutra speaks of setting the mood, and it's important to set the mood. You don't want distractions. You want things to be clutter-free, and you want a clean room, possibly some candles, maybe some scented candles, although if you go too crazy and do a couple of different scents, you could actually get nauseated. I've had that happen to me before where I'm mixing my scents. But specific scents that may enhance the mood might be jasmine or rose or vanilla. Even sandalwood, lavender, cinnamon. I teach classes called The Sixth Sense, How to Incorporate Your Five Senses into Sex Play. And I like to ask the people who participate, what scents turn you on? And my favorite, most memorable scent was gasoline. And, you know, I have to say that it works for me every time. Not on a guy. Like, I'm at the pump, you know, pumping gas. And I love that smell. I thought it was time to take a breath because I'm sure the Kama Sutra tells you to breathe. Any type of sex should tell you to breathe. So you want to set the mood. You also want to do some music. Something maybe like Louis Armstrong always works for me on a Sunday morning, or Ben Harper, who is one of my favorites. Maybe even like Enya if you want some more new agey type stuff. But you want to set the mood with some music, because another thing is, if you know, a lot of times people aren't super comfortable with silence, and not just in sex but in life. Imagine like when you first meet somebody and there's that first moment of silence. You might be sweating, you might be anticipating, what am I going to say next? You're not exactly sure where the conversation is going to go, and it leaves you wondering about a lot of things. Do we have nothing in common? Can we talk? And then when you get comfortable enough with somebody in that first moment of silence where it's okay not to speak, there's that whole other type of silence there is beautiful. But sometimes during sex, people, you know, don't want silence. And while making noises is really nice, even little squeaks or whatever, I don't know, I'm just, you know, experimenting here. Those things kind of work for people. But if you're not one of the, if you're more of the silent type and you're not sure you're going to be able to make those noises, putting a little music on really helps that mood. Pillows are very important. Pillows are very important because they act as great sex aids. You can use pillows to prop yourself up, to lean against, to lie on. Pillows are something that you should definitely have around and keep handy for sex. How are you going to light the room? That's another thing you want to think about. And for that, you know, you want to think about maybe putting in a colored light bulb like a red or a purple, or using a 40-watt light bulb so that you have a bit more of a seductive element in your lighting. Lighting is very important. It's very important in pornography. And unfortunately, most people don't think or consider it when making a movie. But it is really about how it really can shadow and shape how you view anything. And so setting the mood with lights is important. Also rugs or flowers. And if you're going to do it on the bed, high thread count sheets. You know, I used to be a girl who was just solo maintenance. I didn't care about my sheets. And I will tell you the truth, that the higher the thread count, the nicer it feels. So I'm definitely all about high thread count sheets. And even if they can't be too high a thread count, get a really nice material, something that feels nice when the sheets envelop your body and kind of help shape your body, and that gives you a whole different shape. Other things you want to think about: sensual talk. Give compliments. The Kama Sutra speaks of the fact that during sex, that is the time that the two people involved in the sexual act, if it's not more, you're not swapping wives and whatever else, this is the time when they are the most vulnerable. And if you say something bad or negative, then it will stick with your partner for a long while. This is the time to tell them how beautiful they are, how beautiful they look while you make love to them, how much you love some certain body part, even if it's their toes. And even if they aren't the most attractive person in the world, finding something attractive about them to tell them about. Give compliments and smile. You want to be there. You want to be there in this moment. You're happy you're there. This is fun. If it's not, stop. Get dressed and get out. You want to make eye contact. Extremely important. You want the person to know that you're there. If you were seeing me right now and I was staring up at the ceiling as I was talking with you about these kinds of things, you would think I was disengaged and uninvolved. And the truth is, I would be. So eye contact, really, really important. You want to be there in the moment, even if it's not all the time that you're making eye contact. A couple of little moments of it would be extremely nice. And remember, again, what you can say in that moment will affect somebody for a lot longer. And it's good to share what you like and what you don't like sexually, and to maybe even describe some sexual fantasies. Another way to keep your sex life alive, don't talk about everyday things in bed. Don't talk about who has to take out the garbage or feed the cat or change the litter box. Don't talk about how your day went at work or what you want to eat for dinner if you're having a quickie after work or something like that, or a longie after work or whatever. Talk about in the moment how they make you feel, what you love about how they touch. If talking is hard for you, and you know what, it can be for me, definitely, then what you want to do is find ways to get yes or no's out of the person who does the least amount of talking. So if your partner is more of a talker than you, do you like this? Yes. I love how you feel against me. Do you love how you feel against me? Yes. You know, just find ways to get simple answers. Going back to a little bit more of the definitions of the Kama Sutra, I am jumping all over. This is the Kama Sutra jump about, maybe, instead of what is the Kama Sutra. I'll just keep changing the title as I go. The Kama Sutra uses the term embrace to define the touching of two bodies. There are touching embraces, when you basically stand next to each other and touch. And there are pressing embraces, when you press your body into each other, so you're not just touching, you're pressing, applying more pressure. And rubbing embraces, where you're touching, it's a touching embrace, but in motion. So it's more than less than a press, but a touch with action. And they talk about a number of different ways to embrace not only the bodies, but you can embrace a penis by doing a few different things. The belly flop they talk about, which is when he places his penis on his belly and with one hand cup the balls and with the other one run it up and down the underside of the penis as if you're rubbing a cat belly. Again, the belly flop. Place his penis on his belly with one hand, cup the balls, and with the other hand run up and down the underside of the penis as if you're rubbing a cat's belly. And the fire starter is rubbing your yoni in between the penis. So you're taking your yoni and you're rubbing the two lips. You're rubbing his penis in between your two lips. Sorry, I had to think for a second. I have some notes here that I've written wrong. And intertwining bodies is always a good way to feel passion. Your legs intertwined, your arms intertwined, whatever. It keeps you connected. There are a couple of types of passion spoken about in the Kama Sutra. An intense passion, which is thrilling and deeply sensuous. A middling passion. Sex is good. You might not be writing home about it, but it's good. And then a feeble passion, which means it's not very exciting. And massage is also talked about in the Kama Sutra. You can stroke, which is grabbing and lifting the muscles. You can use friction, which is using your thumbs and your fingertips to work in deep circles. Tapotment is chopping and beating and tapping strokes. And then, of course, rocking, which is going back and forth on the heel of your palms. Also, the Kama Sutra talks about scratching techniques. You can scratch hard like a cat scratches a tree. Not for me. And it says places like, you know, your neck or your belly. Scratching soft, where you're just barely touching with your fingertips, and that can make his hair or her hair stand on edge. Scratching in circles around the belly button or butt. And scratching with all five nails, which is only good when you're fully aroused. There are also a couple types of kissing in the Kama Sutra. And those include nominal kissing, which you're only using your lips to touch. Touching, where you're using your tongue to touch the lips. Otherwise, nominal lips only touch. Your tongue touching the lips is touching. A straight kiss is lips only, but it's more than touching. It's sort of a pressing. A bent kiss is with maximum tongue penetration, and you should hold on to someone's neck or head or whatever. A turned kiss is when you take your lover's face in your hand and turn it upward. And you can kiss the upper lips, the lower lips, suck on them. There's lots of things to do. Now, of course, the Kama Sutra also talks about sexual positions. And there are three things I'd like to say to consider for any type of sexual position. You want to consider comfort. If you're going to be there for a while, how comfortable will you be? Do you have any injuries to look out for? Convenience. Do you have access to all the places you need access to? Are you in a position that allows you to feel connected to your partner? Is number three, connection. Do you want to feel connected to your partner? that's what you want to think about. And you want to, you know, touch different places. You can touch just the forehead where you sit or stand facing each other and kiss and or caress or rub the forehead. You can place your foreheads together and eye gaze. Very intense if you do it. Really, it is. Thigh love, you can use your thighs to grip the other person's thighs. And this will help pull your body together and work in either a sitting, standing, or lying down position. And just touching all over. Now, of course, there are basic positions, and this is all I'm going to really get into because the Kama Sutra talks about a number of positions where if she's on her back, that's one type of position where her legs are will help determine how deep it goes inside of her. Also, how you angle your penis. Are you going to angle it to one side of her pussy, the other side of her vagina? Are you going to churn it where you hold the base of it and kind of rotate your penis in circles without going fully in? Are you going to thrust deep and stay inside and remain deep? Are you going to do shallow thrusts? These are all little things to consider when the Kama Sutra is in play, or actually really just about sex positions. Are you going to have a long, short, or moderate time when it comes to sex is something else you want to also know. A lot of doggy style positions are good for finishing up. She can be on all fours, or she could be kneeling on the back two legs, or she could be kneeling on her arms with her butt up in the air, or he can be if it's two men. There are lots of different styles, and I'll go into positions a little bit more in another episode of Playgirl Sex Pod, but right now, that's a basic understanding of the Kama Sutra. Got questions? Email me, jamyew@gmail.com, or drop by my website, jamiewaxman.com, jamyewaxman.com, or email me through playgirl.com, and definitely check out Playgirl TV for some hot couples action. Thank you for listening to this mighty fast edition of What is the Kama Sutra, or the Kama Sutra Jumpstart. And we'll get into sexual positions in another episode, I promise. And until then, come again and again and again.